Yeah, I think that's mild mannered. I also think it's somebody who is truly extraordinary in 100 gajillion different things, but does not recognize it themselves. Mild mannered is a state of mind more so than anything else. It's not actually about the number of skills that you possess or anything like that. It's about how you see yourself. So I think of mild mannered as the state of prior to recognition of what your unique gifts are. And those unique gifts can be everything as small as I can make people laugh in a tough situation. It could be as something as extraordinary as I can walk into any room, own that room, pitch the heck out of an opportunity, and then close that deal on the spot. Like, that could be a superpower. So I think that we often are conditioned by way of the way our education system is structured, maybe how our parents talk to us, maybe any number of the different things in our culture that cause us to think we're not as extraordinary as we actually are. And that's not to say every single one of you is a unique snowflake and we're all amazing and perfect and super. I just mean to acknowledge that we all have gifts. That's it. It's a very simple little thing to start with. So, you know, I've acknowledged some of my superpowers over time, and I got really curious with how they happened, how they developed, how some of them are natural. Some of these are, I like to think that all superheroes are born of kind of one of three different ways, right? You're either born with it, a la kind of Superman. You know, you are that in your very being. It's a thing about you. You know, like if you're tall, you're going to be able to dunk a basketball probably more easily, at least, right? So you're born with it. Something happens to you, some sort of catastrophe. It could be something like a mutation or bitten by a radioactive spider or something. Like, there's a trauma that happens, and after that, you can't see things the same. That a lot of mine come from that. A lot of mine come from a traumatic event that caused me to think differently. And then the final one is you train for it. You're Batman, you're Iron Man. You learn the skills, you learn Krav Maga, you become the world's greatest detective. You commit yourself to a cause, to an idea. And I think those are the three pathways. And you kind of have to figure out, everybody's a blend of all three, right? There's things that you're naturally born with. There's things that something happened to you and you decided to do something differently and lean into something. And then there's also the things that you decide, I want to become good at this. I want to become great at this. How do I get better at that skill of becoming better at things? Everybody is going to be one. You're either going to be a Superman, an X-Man or a Spider-Man or a Batman.